I was heartened by the beginning made in Poland, Maine. Assured that the Lord was leading the way and that I must trust in him fully, I returned to Portland from my sister Mary's house to wait for the Lord to open the way. It wasn't long.
Ellen, you have visitors. William Jordan and his sister Sarah.
Why, how nice to see you both. Come in and sit.
You seem to have some color in your face, Ellen, and I believe you've put on a bit of weight.
Yes, I am some better. I believe that God is helping me.
Good, because we'd like you to come with us to Orrington.
Orrington?
Yes. Willie has business there, and he must return the horse and sleigh he borrowed from our friend James White.
James is a preacher, and he needs his horse to get to his appointments. Please say you'll come.
It'll be jolly fun.
But Orrington is 100 miles from here, and it's the middle of winter.
It's a covered sleigh, Sister Harmon, and we'll bundle Ellen up very well.
Yes, Mother. When God makes a way, I must not turn it down.
At Orrington, we lodged with the family of an Advent leader, and that night I reported the message I had received from God. The truth gladdened the hearts of many.
Thank you for returning my horse and sleigh, William.
Thank you for lending them to me, James. How did you get here from Palmyra?
I walked.
Why, man, that's 20 miles! Well, at least you won't have to walk back. Tell me, what do you think of our speaker tonight?
Ellen Harmon? I believe she's the messenger of the Lord. I heard her once up in Portland, and I was impressed with her testimony then.
Come on, I'll introduce you.
I was much taken with young Elder White. I knew of his work, of the 1,000 converts he had won to Adventism in just 4 months. How could I know that from then on we would fight God's battle together?
Sister Harmon, it's much too dangerous for you and Sister Jordan to travel around eastern Maine all by yourselves.
It's something I must do, Elder White. Our people are wandering from the path. Many have developed strange ideas, and fanatics are everywhere.
I'm not suggesting you abandon your duty. It's just that I remember some of the mobs I encountered last year. I think you need stronger protection than a woman can provide.
He's right, Ellen. Who do you suggest, Brother James?
Well, it's the dead of winter, so there's not much I can do on the farm. And I have a good horse and fine sleigh, so I thought I'd be honored to escort you two ladies.
We accept. This strapping six-footer is just what we need, Ellen. What do you say?
I say, God has provided. Thank you, Elder White.
Too often, my testimony fell on disbelieving ears. Frustration swept over me. But in the town of Garland, I felt the angel of the Lord very close, giving me strength. Then we traveled to Exeter, where fanatics taught that Christ had come spiritually, secretly.
Why should we let a mere girl tell us what to believe?
The Lord has sent you a message of hope and truth.
We have the truth! Jesus no longer exists in heaven! On October 22nd, 1844, he left his kingdom and entered our hearts.
Jesus is in heaven, and he is yet to come. Please turn away from these false beliefs and come back to the path of life.
We are the sanctified ones. We can do no wrong because we're the Lord and the Lord is us. You're nothing but a mesmerist come to confuse us.
Last night I had a revelation. I saw the Father rise from his throne and in a flaming chariot go into the holiest place and sit. Then came a chariot of clouds with wheels of fire.
Nonsense! The fevered imaginings of a nervous girl.
Angels were all around the chariot as it came to where Jesus was. Our Lord stepped into the chariot and was taken to the most holy place, the place where the Father sat.
No! The Advent has already happened. Christ is in the bodies of his saints, us. Jesus exists only in us.
I saw Jesus stand before the Father as our great high priest. That is where he stands today.
When we returned to Orrington, we found that these spiritualizers were causing chaos among the Adventist true believers.
Oh, I'm glad you're back, Sister Harmon. Maybe you or Elder White can help us.
What has happened to upset you so badly, brother?
Spiritualizers. They've come here and disrupted everything. They've made such wild claims and behaved so shockingly that they've turned our neighbors against us. Everybody, including the police, lumps us along with them.
Can't we explain to the townspeople that Adventists aren't like that?
They're beyond listening to our explanations. This is 10 times worse than the jeers and threats right after the disappointment. Why, we're not even allowed to hold meetings.
That's against the law. No one can stop people from holding peaceful religious meetings.
Tell that to the police when they come around with their billy clubs. More than a few of our brethren are walking around with bruises.
We must have a meeting somehow. Do you think we can find a safe place?
We can try. Well, thank you, sister. Thank you.
We held our meeting in a house on the outskirts of town, and I was able to offer encouragement to the dozen or so people who had gathered. Afterward, the owner of the house came to me and took me by the hand.
Thank you, sister. You have blessed us tonight. Oh, I have a letter for you. It came from Portland a few days ago. I hope it's not bad news.
Thank you, brother. It's from my mother. She says... Oh!
What's wrong, Sister Harmon?
Here. Read it.
Come home, Ellen, my daughter. False reports are being circulated about you. You shouldn't be traveling all over the countryside like this. It's not fitting nor proper for one of your... What does she think we're doing?
It's not what my mother thinks, but what everybody else thinks. I must go home by the quickest way.
We've never done the slightest thing that could be considered wrong. Everywhere we went, Sarah went also. It's completely unfair to accuse us of whatever they think we did.
I know, but I respect my mother and I will comply with her wishes.
Because gangs were reported to be looking for me, Elder White and two friends decided to borrow a boat and row us the 20 miles down the Penobscot River to Belfast. There, Sarah and I would board a steamship for Portland.
Here you are, ladies, safe and reasonably sound. Sister Harmon, be careful going up that ladder. That's it. Fred and I will carry your bags right up on the steamer's deck.
You men be careful going back. You don't know what... or who will be waiting for you when you get back to Orrington?
We'll worry about that when we get there.
It tore my heart to stand on the deck of the steamship and watch the figure of James White grow smaller and smaller. About a week after I had arrived home, I received a letter from him telling me of the ordeal they faced on their return upriver.
James... Look at that bunch of men at the end of the dock. Pretty tough-looking characters, and they don't seem to like us.
Just stay calm. Maybe they'll leave us alone.
Hey! Ain't you guys some of them crazy Millerites?
We believe in the soon coming of the Lord, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's them. I seen that tall fella with that Harmon girl.
Where is she? Where's the Harmon witch?
What do you mean, witch?
She says she has visions, doesn't she? Talks to Jesus. Well, in my book, that makes her a witch.
Yeah. Be quick now. I'm getting impatient. Where is she?
Miss Harmon is on her way to Portland and well out of your dirty hands.
Well, she's gone. You fellas will have to do. All right, men, let them have it.
Yeah. All right.
The three young men were beaten with clubs and whips until they were almost unconscious. Then they were tied and dragged off to jail. I stayed home for several weeks, but the Lord had work for me to do, and I could not disobey. I was led next to Topsom, Maine.